This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use chunking to break a complex multi-issue dispute into manageable segments. A mediator's field method for untangling disputes one segment at a time. In short, complex disputes do not fall apart because people are unreasonable. They fall apart because every issue is tangled with every other issue and no one knows where to start. Chunking in mediation solves this by separating a multi-issue dispute into distinct segments, resolving each one in sequence, and building agreement piece by piece until the whole dispute is addressed. You cannot resolve everything at once. Segment first, then negotiate. Early small wins build the trust that makes harder issues workable. A visible structure gives both parties something to follow instead of each other. Definition: chunking in mediation is a structured approach to dispute resolution where a complex, multi-issue conflict is divided into smaller, distinct segments that are addressed one at a time. It prevents issue bleed, reduces overwhelm, and creates a clear resolution pathway for all parties involved. I watched a mediation collapse once because the mediator let both parties talk at the same time about different things. One was arguing about a missed deadline. The other was raising a grievance that went back 3 years. A third issue about team responsibilities kept surfacing every few minutes. The mediator had no structure to contain any of it, and within 40 minutes, the conversation was louder than when it began. Nobody left with anything resolved. That is what a multi-issue dispute does when you try to hold it all at once. It overwhelms you. It overwhelms the parties. And it makes resolution feel impossible, even when it is not. Chunking in mediation is the method that prevents exactly this. It does not make conflict easier to feel, it makes conflict easier to navigate. And that difference, in my experience, is everything. Why multi-issue disputes are so hard to mediate? Single-issue disputes are hard enough. You have two people, one disagreement, and the job of finding ground between them. Add three issues, or five, or eight, and the difficulty does not multiply. It compounds. Here is the truth of it: when several issues are in play, every issue borrows emotion from every other issue. The argument about the missed project deadline is now also about the disrespect someone felt 6 months ago. The disagreement over responsibilities is now also about the trust that was broken last year. Nothing stays contained. Each issue becomes a container for everything the parties have not said. When emotions run that high, people stop hearing proposals. They hear threats, dismissals, provocations. A mediator who tries to address everything simultaneously gives both parties permission to escalate everything simultaneously. The session becomes a competition rather than a conversation. The method that corrects this is not persuasion. It is structure. And chunking gives you that structure. If you are also dealing with arguments that are already in progress, how to de-escalate arguments during meetings covers the stabilization steps you may need before you can apply any mediation method at all. What needs to be true before you begin? The chunking process depends on two things being in place before you break a single issue apart. First, both parties must agree to the process itself. If one person enters the room intending to win rather than resolve, chunking will not save you. You need a brief, explicit commitment from both parties that they are willing to work through this with you, one segment at a time. It does not need to be a formal agreement. A simple spoken acknowledgement is enough. Are you both willing to work through this with me, piece by piece? Wait for a yes from each person before you proceed. Second, the room must be stable enough to think.
Not comfortable, not happy.
Stable. If one or both parties arrived in crisis mode, spend a few minutes acknowledging what they are carrying before you introduce any structure at all.
People cannot engage with a process when they are still fighting for oxygen.
For a clear framework for staying grounded during tense conversations, the core framework for tense workplace conversations is worth knowing before you walk into a difficult mediation.
The six-step chunking process.
Step 1. Map every issue onto paper before the conversation begins. Before you sit both parties down together, speak with each of them separately and ask one question. What are all the things that need to be resolved for this situation to be workable for you? Write every answer down.
Do not filter. Do not judge relevance yet. Your job in this step is completeness, not order. This pre-session mapping serves two purposes. It tells you what terrain you are entering, and it tells each party that their concerns have been recorded and will be addressed. Neither party needs to fight for airtime later if they already know their issues are on the list. Step 2. Sort issues by heat and complexity. Once you have the full map, sort it privately before the joint session. Separate the issues into three rough categories: low heat and low complexity, moderate heat and moderate complexity, and high heat and high complexity. This sorting is your sequencing guide. You will begin with the low heat issues and work towards the harder ones. The logic is not avoidance. It is momentum. A party that has already reached one agreement, even a small one, is psychologically different from a party that has not yet agreed on anything. They have proof that resolution is possible. Step 3. Present the agenda visibly and collaboratively. Open the joint session by presenting the issue map as a shared agenda. Write it on paper or a board where both parties can see it. Say something direct. I have spoken with both of you, and I have listed everything that needs to be addressed. I want to be sure this list is complete. Is there anything missing? Invite additions, not challenges. If one party disputes whether an item belongs on the list, note it and move on. The agenda conversation is not the resolution conversation. Keep those two things separate. Once the list is agreed, explain the method plainly. We are going to work through these one at a time. We will not move to the next issue until we have reached a clear position on the current one. This keeps things manageable for everyone. Step 4. Resolve the first segment with full focus. Begin with your lowest heat issue and give it your full attention. Do not let other issues intrude. When one party tries to drag a different issue into the conversation, which they will, name it directly. I hear that. I have that on our list, and we will come to it. Right now, let us stay with this one. This redirection is not dismissive. It is protective. You're protecting the integrity of the current segment, and you're protecting the parties from the overwhelm of having everything on the table at once. Use active listening throughout. Paraphrase what each party says. Reflect their concerns back to them before you invite a response from the other side. This slows the pace enough for both parties to feel heard, and that feeling is what makes agreement possible. Step 5. Close each segment with a visible agreement. This step is one that many mediators rush, and it costs them. When both parties reach a position on a segment, stop and make that agreement visible before moving on. Read back what has been agreed in plain, specific language. So what I'm hearing is that both of you agree the deadline for the revised report will be the 15th, and that any updates will be communicated in writing within 48 hours of a change. Is that correct? Wait for confirmation from both parties. Write it down where both can see it. This close ritual does three things. It prevents backsliding. It creates a record of progress. And it signals to both parties that something has actually been resolved, which builds the confidence they need to keep going. For disputes that are fracturing team relationships more broadly, understanding how unmet needs drive team conflict will help you understand what is underneath the positions people take in these segments. Step 6. Transition and build across all segments. After each segment close, use a brief transitional statement before opening the next issue. Something simple. We have resolved that piece. Let us move to the next item on our list. Point to the agenda. Let both parties see where they are in the process. This transition is not filler. It is structural. It signals that the previous issue is closed and that a new one is beginning. Without it, the conversation bleeds from one segment into the next, and you lose the separation that makes the method work. As you work through the segments, you will often find that later issues become easier than they appeared at the start. Early agreements have done their work. Both parties have evidence that resolution is achievable. The trust in the process, even if not in each other, has grown. This is the compound effect of chunking and mediation done well. Using this method with remote teams. The core process transfers cleanly to remote mediation, but one element needs extra care: visibility. In a room, both parties can see the agenda on a board. They can watch you write down their agreements. That visibility is part of what makes the method feel safe and fair. In a remote session, replicate this deliberately. Use a shared document on screen that both parties can see in real time. As each segment closes, type the agreed position into the document while both parties watch. This simple act of shared visibility replaces what the whiteboard does in person. Separate video calls with each party before the joint session remain essential. In fact, with remote teams, where conflict has often been simmering through written communication, the pre-session mapping conversation is even more important. People say things by text that they would moderate in person, and you need to understand the full emotional landscape before you sit them down together. You may also find how to handle conflict during meetings useful if your mediation is taking place within a structured meeting setting. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where mediators go wrong with this method. The first mistake: trying to resolve issues in the order they were raised. When both parties arrive with their lists and one person's first issue is the other person's most painful issue, starting there is a fast path to escalation. Why it happens? It feels respectful to address what someone raised first. What to do instead? Sort the issues yourself before the joint session and sequence them by heat, not by the order they were mentioned. Explain that you are starting where you are starting because it gives everyone the best chance of reaching agreement across all the issues. The second mistake: moving to the next segment before the current one is fully closed. A partial agreement is not an agreement. When one party says fine, whatever, and the other says nothing, that is not closure. Why it happens? Mediators feel pressure to keep the session moving, especially when time is limited. What to do instead? Pause. Ask explicitly. Are you both comfortable with that position? Or is there something that still needs to be said? Discomfort surfaced in the moment is far easier to address than discomfort that resurfaces in a later segment as conflict. The third mistake: letting issue bleed go unnamed. Issue bleed happens when one party uses the current segment as a doorway into a different issue. If you let it go, you lose the structure the method depends on. Why it happens? Mediators want to appear flexible and open to whatever the parties raise. What to do instead? Name the bleed without criticizing the person. I can hear that connects to something else on our list. I'm noting that connection. Let us finish this piece first, and I promise we will get there. This phrasing respects the connection while protecting the segment. The DALE method for resolving workplace tension offers a complementary structure for managing these moments of rising tension within a segment. For additional de-escalation language you can use when a segment starts to overheat, word-for-word scripts for de-escalating tension with a colleague gives you exact phrases that work in the moment. Your pre-session chunking checklist. Use this before every multi-issue mediation session. It takes 10 minutes and saves hours. Number 1. Have I spoken separately with both parties and recorded every issue each raised? Number 2. Have I sorted all issues by emotional heat and complexity? Number 3. Have I identified a clear starting segment that is low stakes and resolvable? Number 4. Have I prepared a visible agenda that both parties will be able to see throughout the session? Number 5. Do I have a note-taking system ready to record each segment agreement in real time? Number 6. Have I prepared a redirection phrase for issue bleed? I hear that. It is on our list. Let us finish this piece first. Number 7. Have I prepared a closing phrase for each segment? So what we have agreed is that correct for both of you? Number 8. Do I know my transitional phrase between segments? We have resolved that piece. Let us move to the next. Number 9. Have I set a realistic time expectation with both parties so the pace of the session does not create pressure? Number 10. Have I confirmed that both parties are willing to work through this process together? If you can answer yes to all 10, you are ready to begin. When the structure holds, the resolution follows. Here is what I have learned in 6 decades of working through difficult conversations with people who are certain nothing could be resolved. Most people do not need to agree with each other. They need to trust the process enough to stay in the room. Chunking and mediation gives them the trust by making the path visible, one segment at a time. Do not begin with the hardest issue. Do not try to hold everything at once. Map it, sort it, sequence it, and close each piece before you move to the next. If you're looking for a structured method to pair with this approach, the DALE method for fracturing team synergy works well alongside chunking when the dispute is pulling a team apart. The ground under a resolved dispute is always firmer than it looked from the outside. You just have to give people a way to walk across it. Frequently asked questions. What is chunking in mediation? Chunking in mediation is the practice of separating a complex, multi-issue dispute into distinct, smaller segments that parties can address one at a time. It prevents issue bleed, reduces overwhelm, and gives both parties a sense of forward movement as each segment reaches resolution. How do you identify which issues to chunk first in a dispute? Start by mapping all issues onto paper, then sort them by emotional heat and complexity. Begin with a low-stakes issue both parties can resolve relatively easily. Early agreement builds trust and momentum, making the harder segments that follow more manageable for everyone involved. How does chunking in mediation differ from standard negotiation? Standard negotiation often treats all issues as a single package. Chunking in mediation separates each issue deliberately, giving it its own conversation, its own resolution, and its own agreement before moving on. This prevents one unresolved issue from contaminating all the others. Can you use chunking when emotions are running very high? Yes, but you must stabilize the room before you map issues. When emotions are high, begin with a brief acknowledgement of each party's experience before introducing the chunking structure. The method works best when both parties feel heard enough to engage with the process rather than each other. What happens when a chunked issue refuses to stay separate from others? Issue bleed is common. When it happens, name it directly, say that you hear the connection they are drawing, note it on paper, and confirm you will return to it in a later segment. Then steer the conversation back to the current issue. Naming the bleed neutralizes it. How many segments should a complex dispute be divided into? Most multi-issue disputes can be chunked into 3 to 6 segments. Fewer than 3 often means issues are still bundled together. More than 6 risks losing momentum and fatiguing both parties. The right number depends on how many genuinely distinct interests are in play. How do you close each chunked segment before moving to the next? Read back the agreed position on that segment in plain language. Ask both parties to confirm it. Write it down visibly. Then use a transitional phrase such as, "We have resolved this piece. Let us move to the next." This ritual close signals progress and builds confidence. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.